To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, I forgot it was actually Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Lots of chaos going on around. Cut it down there, DJ Quick. lots of noise going on around the city, man. Surrounding our beloved football team. But I'm here to weather us through the storm. Jackie Baseball, I'm excited today. Boom! Holla at your boy.
Schwarbs joins us at 4:30.
Yes.
Hell wow, yeah.
You didn't even let me say.
Yeah, I don't care. Come on, man. Come on, man. We got a real winner on the show.
Yeah. Mr. Moneybags, Kyle Schwarber, joins us at 4:30. Elliot, because he wasn't able to join us yesterday, Elliot will join us at 3, Baldy at 4. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up at 5:30 rather than 4:30 because we got Schwarber on the show. It's a big show. So, you know, everybody's talking after Jalen's performance on Monday night about Tanner McKee. That's where we are. We are in the Philadelphia Eagles news cycle where we're all talking about the backup quarterback. And Joe DiCamera and the WIP Morning Show had Nick Sirianni on the show this morning. And Joe asked Coach Sirianni about the possibility of playing Tanner McKee. Here was what he had to say.
Is Jalen definitely your starter Sunday?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there a possibility later this season, if he continues to struggle, that you can make a change at the quarterback spot?
No, I think that's ridiculous. You know, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts, I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game. And that's, you know, that's something that's been proven. You know, we've won a lot of football games. And again, we don't ever go into something and assign, this is a team game. You know, this is the most ultimate team game. So when you win together as a team, you lose together as a team. It's never just one thing. You know, I kind of said that, you know, last week or the week before with Kevin, the same deal. And so, I know every time I step, you know, every time I walk out on that field and Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback, I have so much confidence that we can win every game and any game that we play and that we're in.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that was an awfully long way to say no, but that is what Coach Sirianni said. So I was actually thinking about it this morning. I'm like, is this ridiculous? Like the idea of playing Tanner McKee. Are we just in that place where the starting quarterback's playing bad? We all think the backup quarterback will be better. You know, the thing that normally happens. Or is it something different? And I'm wondering to myself, like, is there a path toward playing Tanner McKee this year? Because I think it's an interesting discussion to have, and it is worth having the discussion. Here are the sort of different scenarios I was thinking about. The scenario one is, if the organization, and we don't know this, we don't know what the organization thinks at all. If the organization is ready to move on from Jalen and they know it right now, I think they have a responsibility to play Tanner McKee to see how he handles the next four games. I think if you have already decided that this isn't our guy, I don't think they have, I don't know, but I think you have to play him. If they're unsure whether Jalen is the future, I think it's very, very dangerous to play Tanner McKee, almost to the point where you can't do it. Because if you think that Jalen might be the quarterback moving forward, you bench him for Tanner McKee, you probably lose Jalen moving forward. And then the other scenario, Ike, is where, like, if it's Sunday and they're playing against the Raiders and it's the middle of the second quarter and the Eagles haven't moved the ball and Jalen looks like he did on Sunday, do they do it to shake up Jalen, to try to wake him up? You know, sort of similar to the McNabb situation years ago where Donovan got benched. So I guess my question to you is this a real thing? Like, is there a scenario in which the Philadelphia Eagles decide this year, not due to injury, we're putting Tanner McKee in a football game?
No. No. I just think there's just absolutely no chance they should do that, and I think there's absolutely no chance they will do that. I don't think it's a ridiculous question. That's the time that we're in. I mean, let's face it. The whole fact that this team has been questioned the entire year, right? Like, and they're coming off winning a Super Bowl. So that lets you know the climate that we're in. Mm-hmm. So at some point, when you string together bad football games, particularly at the quarterback position, not saying it's been all his fault, but the fact that he hasn't done any much to help you out of this situation, people are going to start to question the play at that position. And being enamored with the backup quarterback is nothing new.
Yep.
And in this city,
yes,
where the backup quarterback brought you the first Super Bowl ever, you're going to get questions about the backup quarterback here quicker than you will anywhere else, because there is a certain belief that comes with bringing in the backup quarterback that's here that we'll never forget about. I get all of that. That's why I don't think it's a ridiculous question, even though the premise of the question seems somewhat ridiculous, considering Jalen Hurts' track record in this league, what he's done at the quarterback position. He hasn't been playing very good the last 3 weeks. I don't think that's debatable. But there's something to allowing someone to fight his way through those rough times. And he's earned the right to do that the same way they would if a receiver like AJ or Devontae was out there dropping passes. The same way they've stuck with Jake Elliott, who's missing field goals. Like, all of these things, because these guys have earned that right to be able to fight their way through that. Jalen Hurts has done that more than anyone, considering the position that he plays. He plays the most scrutinized position. He's under the most pressure every week from anybody else. So his play is always being dissected. And when you don't win, it becomes that greater of a deal to everyone. I understand all of that. He's our starting quarterback. And unless he's injured or there is a blowout in a game, whether they're winning or losing, he should be on the field as long as there is a chance to win the game. He should be on the field playing. Love Tanner McKee. Maybe we'll see someday what he looks like as a starting quarterback, but it shouldn't be and it won't be at the expense of Jalen Hurts. I don't care how bad this thing gets. He rides this thing all the way out. And unless they get eliminated somehow before the last game of the season.
I don't know if it could happen,
but.
I think it could.
But, yeah, so in other words, every game is going to matter the rest of the way.
Right.
And he's going to be in there as your starting quarterback as he should be the rest of the way.
215-592-9494. Is the idea of playing Tanner McKee this year realistic? What heightens the realistic point of it to me is the reports from inside. You know, Jeff McClain had one that they're frustrated with, you know, that Jalen's not listening to anyone. And then I think there's something to, on Sunday, them sort of opening up the playbook and it backfiring, and it almost shows everyone, hey, look, we could do this, but here's what happens if we do it.
Almost as if it was exposing.
Yes, to Jalen. A certain extent. Yeah. Like, look, we know there's other routes, you know? And when we talk about the struggles, it's funny, like, even the games that they won out of the bye, the Green Bay game, they have one touchdown. Detroit game, one touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bears game, one touchdown.
Yeah.
The Chargers game, one touchdown.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys game, 41 minutes without scoring after scoring three touchdowns right away. I mean, this is the sort of offensive inadequacy that we have not seen in a very, very, very long time, since the end of Carson, really.
Yeah.
You know? All right, 215-592-9494. Is playing Tanner McKee a real scenario this year under any circumstances? I think there are circumstances where it makes sense. Ike says there are no circumstances where it makes sense. Donna and Wayne, you're on WIP. What's up, Donna?
Hey, so I love Ike, but I disagree that that Jalen shouldn't be on the table for consideration for an alternative approach with Tanner. And I want to harken back to a movie that you all know, The Replacement. When the quarterback, when they sat in that room, talked about, what are you afraid of? He said, quicksand. I think that's where this team is. I think they're in Jalen is in quicksand. We saw it on Sunday night. And the rest of the team, I mean, you got Devontae, who's working his heart out. You got AJ missing passes. You got so many of the offensive first line down with injuries. I just think there's a major confidence crisis going on here. Look, I love Jalen and I want him to come back strong. And I hear what Ike is saying about, yeah, we've got quarterbacks in the past that have stepped in and taken us to the Super Bowl like Foles did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, those scenarios are playing background music, but none of us can pretend that, you know, that we're not seeing what we're seeing. So I hope and I respect what Coach Sirianni said. He's got to say he's my quarterback, because if he says anything but that, he goes deeper into the quicksand. So the question is, how do you drag Jalen out of the quicksand, and how do you take the rest of the team with him?
It's a good question. I think the real question is are you suggesting, Donna, that benching him would be one of the things that gets him out of the quicksand, or do you think benching him gets the team out because they have a different quarterback in there? That's the question.
I think it might get the team out. I don't think it helps Jalen. And that's what I worry about, because this is a talented guy who, to Ike's point, has got to find his way back. Uh-huh. But the question that follows your question is, if pulling Jalen out of the quicksand does not get the rest of the team out, then you know, I think we all have to resign ourselves to the fact that a Super Bowl is less and less likely.
You know what, though? Donna, and I respect all of what you just said, but here's the thing, and here's what the Eagles need to consider, and they're going to have to consider. There are several things here. First of all, it's not just Jalen, right? We can all agree with that. Doesn't mean that his position doesn't have the most impact in this. So bringing in Tanner McKee, does that stop all the pre-snap penalties, false starts, the holdings, you know, drop passes, all those things? Does that help the running game? Is that going to make the running game better? And I say this to say, when those things that have also been an issue along with Jalen are still an issue for Tanner McKee, who isn't as necessarily overall as talented as Jalen, can't lift you to wins, then where do you go? You've already embarrassed your starting quarterback to where he may not even want to be here anymore for a quarterback who you put in there under the same circumstances and you want him to perform the same Superman act that we expect Jalen to perform, just he's less talented than Jalen. What do you do when that doesn't work?
I'm with you on what you're saying. But I think another thing to consider is the fact that, look, BT is back because for a whole bunch of reasons. No. But one of the things that people talked about mm-hmm. was that he provides leadership. Mm-hmm. And Jalen, when he's winning, there's nobody better as a leader than Jalen when he's winning. He's like the Buddha. You're never going to get anything out of him other than that confidence of the straight face.
It's cliche.
So I think that he's got so much to offer in leadership, but it only plays when he's winning. It only works when he's winning.
I agree. But that goes for every player.
But I also think just to follow up on your point about all of the other things going on with the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. If the quarterback is in quicksand, if the quarterback has lost confidence in himself, which is what Sunday night sure looked like, mm-hmm. then the rest of the team is picking up on that. So I don't know if he's lost confidence.
I don't know if Jalen's lost confidence. If anything, that was an overconfident throw he made.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He thought he had a different arm than he actually had. Yeah. I think on that one. Thank you for the call, Donna.
Yeah, I don't know if he's lost confidence yet. He's not playing well, but I don't know if his confidence has been shaken. He's the same guy, right? Like he's the same guy.
Yeah, I do think it's possible. I'm not saying likely. I think it's possible that if they were to do that, there is something about having a new person in there that might, at least for a moment, tell the rest of the team, band together, all right, we got to do it for this guy. Right. You know, there's obviously, I'm not saying.
Not to mention, you throwing him in here.
It's a tough spot.
The most intense time of the year.
Yeah.
Teams are fighting for the season. Like you're throwing him in here at a time where he doesn't even get the benefit of growing.
At this
meaning
time.
Meaning Tanner McKee.
Yeah, because people are expecting him to save the season.
Of course, because if you put him in there, that's what he better do. I mean, that's what, right? Like, well, this ain't the time to develop somebody. If you're going to go down with meaningful games on the board, you better go down with your best players on the field. We don't have time to develop guys. Like, Tanner McKee doesn't, this isn't preseason.
What? Here's where I'm at, though.
Yeah. If
I'm to look at the landscape that, in part, the Eagles have created, in the reports about them being frustrated with him, the reports about like them being at the end of their rope, mm-hmm. and to an extent, I look at the AJ stuff sometimes, and we're talking about how it's hurt the offense for them to, you know, focus on getting the ball to AJ. Mm-hmm. I wonder if internally they've made a decision about AJ or Jalen, because I think that's a decision they're going to have to make. And in that case, I think you owe it to the organization, if you're going into that decision, not to save the season with Tanner McKee, but to see if Tanner McKee can actually do it.
So winning, getting to the playoffs doesn't matter?
To me, this year, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Hell no. Hell no.
They're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
But so we're just throwing a towel in on the season?
No, I think there's a chance that it could work, but also it gives you information moving forward. I think that there is a scenario in which they can look at the team this year and say, this is not our year.
There's
we're certainly not going to be worse.
There's no way you agree with this.
That it's not their year?
No.
And it's time to throw in the towel?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
I mean, if you do it, you got to see if you have the future quarterback here. I mean, I would do it on Sunday if they're
you
not
too,
playing well.
You too.
If he's not playing
well
on Sunday.
We're throwing in the towel on the rest of the season.
Well, I already told you I'm giving them a pass for this year. There's no reason to get mad anymore. They won the Super Bowl 10 months ago. It's okay. It's not their year. Give him a pass.
So you would bench him on Sunday?
If it's down 20-0, if he's playing horribly, yeah, I would. I want to see what it looks like. And you know what? Half his bit is getting benched and how resilient he is.
Half his bit?
Yeah, one of his bits about how much he's been through in his life.
This is a bit.
Yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit. Life's a bit.
Yeah.
Is getting benched and the toughness and staying around. Well, maybe kicks him into high gear a little bit. Who knows?
When he transferred to another team.
After he stayed for another year and won the SEC championship. It's like, come on, man.
So if you're benching him, are you benching him to see what you have in McKee, or are you benching it to try to jumpstart Jalen?
Both.
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 Okay.
Now it could backfire.
Yes.
It will backfire.
You know what? I don't care. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I don't care. You're not, you know? You can start over and find another quarterback.
He's the wrong person to ask. Why not even go?
Well, you went to him.
Yeah, yeah. You wanted his lifeline. Yes. Yeah. I saw you were the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I was your lifeboat.
No, Spike almost caused my head to explode there when
Sorry.
He said that.
The Rule 5 draft's going on right now.
Oh,
so.
There it is. Yeah. Yes. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon's in your WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
What's up, Ken?
So, barring an injury that you know, obviously debilitates Jalen, there's no way that the Eagles make this move. And the greatest fear, I think, that they have organizationally is that Tanner McKee comes in and he lights it up, and they now have something that they absolutely positively don't want, because they have $250 million quarterback on their hands that they have to make a decision on. So I think they would rather miss the playoffs and go down with Jalen Hurts playing as badly as he's playing, because he's playing so badly right now, you're going to have a hard time beating any NFL team with your quarterback playing this bad. I mean, it's really as simple as that.
Ken, you're telling me their worst fear is they put in a quarterback on a rookie salary and he lights it up, giving them options moving forward? That's not a fear of theirs. I don't think so at all.
It absolutely is. Listen, we just saw them go through this 5 years ago. All right, and you got Carson Wentz coming to work in 2018 with a statue of his backup on the property, you know, and he's supposed to just brush that off like, yeah, I don't have any questions about their commitment to me. I don't think they want to go through that again. I think that they would rather get through the season with Jalen, and then if they have a decision to make about their quarterback, they'll make it in the offseason.
So you don't think if they're going into the decision to make about Jalen in the offseason, you don't think they would like to have the information of how well Tanner McKee can play in regular season NFL games, especially in important regular season NFL games? You don't think they want that information?
Well, I mean, they see him every day. They see him in meetings. They see him in practice. They see him in camp. I think they already have as much information as they think they need. So,
those aren't games.
Yeah,
we don't see them. But you know, they know who they've got there. It's why I don't think there was ever any serious consideration of considering a trade for him in the off season. I just look, they're committed to this guy. There's no head coach in the league who could bench the $250 million quarterback without the owner and the GM saying, yeah, it's time to make that move.
Oh, no, I agree. We're all in on that.
Yeah, they're not doing that on their own.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Ken. Yeah, if
Jeffrey Lurie is the first one who has to give an okay for that.
I actually believe as they go into the game on Sunday, they will have discussed it and know the answer about whether they can do it or not.
Well, when it happened with Wentz, you'll remember the reports came out that Mr. Lurie had given
the okay.
That's what needed to be done, then go ahead and do it, because it had been building up for several games to where they finally said, you know what, if that's what you're going to do, go ahead and do it. I'm not getting in the way of it.
215-592-9494.
And the Green Bay game happened. And everybody loved Jalen. Remember those days?
Oh, I did. I was a huge Jalen guy at the time, actually.
Yeah. My pit was in my the heart was in the pit of my stomach when I saw Jalen out there.
It did feel good at that moment to us Wentz fans. I'm just saying, I'm just remembering back to how all other fans who felt that way.
Yeah.
It was like a newborn. Like, it's like you've been gifted something.
Oh, dude, it felt pretty good.
Yes.
It was like, I told you! I told you! It was Wentz! I told you! Little did I know. Yeah. All right.
Now we got Wentz 2.0.
Yes.
According to reports.
Well, you never know. 215-592-9494. Is there any scenario in which you would bench Jalen Hurts and play Tanner McKee this season? Speaking of Jalen Hurts, there was a report from a really good insider, and we will get to it next, that the Eagles could do something similar that they did with Jalen and they did with Carson Wentz, and we'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly, fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring home your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay, mobile plus home discount, and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. You got 5:30 Creed, 3:30 Country. I wonder when Jack is finally going to accidentally play the unedited version of whatever song he's supposed to play.
No, I know.
You haven't done it yet. It will happen.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
I'm going to tell you, that one was so edited, I couldn't even rap along with it.
Yeah.
Because it was throwing me off a little bit there. Yeah, another great song there. That's from the All Eyes on Me album. Jack brought me back to
that album. Right.
Yeah. Now, I will say.
Yeah.
We'll run a little low. Somebody need to start getting some.
I'll send you suggestions.
I'll step in there.
There's a few on my list that haven't been picked yet.
Yeah, you should send me some.
Yeah, okay. We got plenty of songs.
All right, good.
Got plenty of them. Okay. Yes.
Don't worry. 3:30 countries. We got plenty of country songs.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine you don't need any of my suggestions.
Oh, the crowd's chanting 3:30 country.
No, you know what they're chanting? 3:30 country. That's how they're chanting.
No, but I figured you out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I figured you out by reading your mentions. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping it old school.
Oh, that I'm more likely to not hate on it if it's old. Yeah, yeah. I think that's for sure. Because that's the real country stuff. I can't hate on that.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question is, if Jalen Hurts struggles in the first half on Sunday, would you put Tanner McKee in, yes or no? Now, Ike, I know you have said no. What do you think the Twitter poll is at?
No. I mean, I would say 68% say no.
63%. The interesting thing will be, we're all talking about it now. Ha, 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 no way. No way, no way. And then on Sunday.
When the game is happening.
Yeah. And we know, we saw how quickly they started booing in the Bears game on Black Friday. Yep. It was quick. The first one wasn't even a three and out, and there were boos. And I do wonder if they come out struggling, what that crowd is going to be like. And then, you know, the team can say they're not affected by it. They are, to a certain extent. I don't know if it's positively or negatively. But that place, if against the Raiders, after losing three in a row, when you're 11.5-point favorites, if they come out looking ugly on Sunday, that could be an ugly stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't fault the fans if they are, because this isn't about not respecting your opponent in the Raiders. This is more or less about, the Raiders are a very bad football team.
Yeah.
They have a very bad football team with Kenny Pickett starting for them at quarterback. And if you have any ounce of interest in going out and winning this game, you should win this game if you're the Eagles.
Convincingly.
Yeah. So, Well, yeah. I'm taking W's right now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let me build up to convincingly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a W right now. But I agree. This shouldn't be a struggle.
Everyone beats them pretty easily.
Yes. And the Raiders aren't even playing for anything other than pride and draft position. So I don't even know how much they even want to win.
Yeah.
So it would take you to have to play an awfully bad game for the Raiders to win this game Sunday.
But I'll tell you what, the Raiders are coming in here, and I remember this about the Giants. When we played the Giants the first time.
They're pros,
And they're smelling blood.
Yeah.
They're smelling blood. They have pride. Now, there's no hotshot rookie quarterback that we're facing, and it's not a division game.
Right.
But there's no way that the Raiders are coming in here with their heads hung low saying, no way we can beat this team.
I'm going to tell you this. We look up at halftime spike, and if it's a one-possession game, we're in trouble.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to have to step on them quick.
Yeah. we're in trouble.
215-592-9494. Brandon and Perkasie, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, B?
Hey, so I really don't know how this is even a conversation. Honestly, you have the reigning Super Bowl MVP as your quarterback, and you're questioning him the season after if you're going to bring his backup in.
Yes.
You know, even this past game, you look at his four interceptions, the first and last one shouldn't even have happened, because they should have been running the ball.
Well, that's okay.
32 on its first interception.
Well, they have it.
It should have been
they happened. And you would agree, Brandon, that he also got away with one that could have been an interception on a pretty terrible play. So it all evens out.
That was like the second play of the game,
yes.
I think.
I do agree.
He had five
Jalen
turnovers.
Hurts has not been perfect.
He's been bad.
Yes, he's not been perfect.
He's
this
been
year,
bad.
But also, he's only been very bad when his offensive coordinator has also been very bad.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So let me ask you something. When Jalen's playing good, is the offensive coordinator doing a good job?
I would say so.
Okay. So it's the same offensive coordinator, right? Probably with the same game plan, probably with the same other players. What is the offensive coordinator doing bad on the bad days and good on the good days?
So you even brought up that this week we saw different plays, which was a good thing.
And how that
a lot of times
how'd that end up?
A lot of times it's still time and place of the plays being called.
Mm. So what are some of the bad ones? What are some of the bad ones?
I would say his first interception that he got third and two, he should not have even been throwing the ball there.
Why not? He's the reigning Super Bowl MVP. Don't you think Josh Allen would throw on third and two?
Well, you also have Saquon, the leading rusher from last year.
Who's averaging 3.5 yards a game, and I think on 16 of his 22 rushes, he had like 3 yards or less.
I still trust him to get me 2 yards on two plays.
So you wouldn't trust. So you think so much of the Super Bowl MVP, and I hear what you're saying. I understand. How could we even be at this point? But everybody's watched the same games, and you're telling me you think so much of the Super Bowl MVP that he's the Super Bowl MVP. How could you possibly doubt him? That you wouldn't trust him to throw the ball on 3rd and 2 and not throw an interception?
So you're right. It's not that I shouldn't trust him. It's just that I think that ball should have been ran there. Mm-hmm. My point was it just shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place.
Okay. Do you think Jalen could have just called a run at the line?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if they give him the control to do that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call.
Not a real spirited effort.
Yeah, yeah. Because he knows it. It's like deep down.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he knows. I can understand.
Well, you're saying he knows that at least the doubt is warranted.
The doubt is warranted. Yeah. He feels it. Yeah. I think when people.
Even I have to admit that it's warranted.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't do it, but I can't say anybody's crazy for thinking about it. Or wondering it.
It's like two things. One, yes, it is crazy that we're in the situation that you would consider even talking about benching the reigning Super Bowl MVP. But I think it speaks to how bad they've looked this year. Like Jalen is not without blame in this being a conversation.
Right.
He's not. Now, it's something you said that is true, that we've said over and over again. He's not the only reason that the offense is bad.
Yeah.
But the offense is really, really bad. And if we are going to give him so much of the credit when the offense is good, then he gets the lion's share of the players, of the blame when he's bad.
And he's not helping it. Put it like this. If I were to take Joe Burrow as an example, everyone knows how terrible the offensive line is,
mm-hmm.
the lack of running game. Doesn't mean Joe Burrow goes out there and throws for 4 interceptions or 5 interceptions. He's still putting up numbers that gives you a chance. I know he had 2 interceptions this past week. I'm saying generally, he still is giving you a chance to win even with those deficiencies around you. So when I say Jalen, even with those things around him being an issue right now, he isn't helping his cause or the team's cause.
Yeah, I think that the difference between the two scenarios is that in that game that Joe Burrow threw the 2 interceptions, mm-hmm. the only reason they're in that game is because of Joe Burrow. That's the only reason that they had 33, 34 points, whatever they scored. Mm-hmm. He threw 2 bad interceptions. Absolutely, 100%. You can't say the same about Monday night's game.
Oh, yeah, those were bad.
They were in the game in spite of Jalen, largely on Monday night. And they scored 1 touchdown on a gadget play from the tush push from 50 yards away. That is the only touchdown they scored. You know,
Yes.
He is part, again, it doesn't mean you have to think that putting Tanner McKee in is the right move, but we are in this situation because of how bad Jalen has looked.
Well, especially the last 3 games.
Yes.
So here's the way I look at it. The things I gave him credit for and that you like about him from a quarterback standpoint and his contribution is taking care of the football and being clutch, not making plays that cost you games. That's the thing that's been his hallmark as a quarterback. Not that he wows you with his play, per se. It's more or less he doesn't hurt you with his play for the most part. And I understand there's throws he missed and things he could do better from a schematic standpoint. I understand all of that. But he's been able to get by with that, playing complementary football to the other facets of the team with his play. That's what he's been noted and applauded for. Not because he's putting a cape on and somehow carrying the team. That's what I've always said. The thing that hurts his case right now is he's actually hurting the team with his play. That's what the last 3 games have been. That's where the change in the view of his play has happened. At least with me, at least I can argue. Even if they win 10-7 in Green Bay, even if they win 17 to whatever it was against the Lions, because of his play not hurting the team, I can accept that as a win is a win. But when your play is actually contributing to the losses, for him, that's not good. Because there's not enough there that he does from a tangible standpoint that people can look at and see and say, you know, they look at Josh Allen and they say, you see the Superman cape he puts on every week. You see it. So that's why he gets the rope that he gets.
Well, I think, too.
When it comes to if they lose a game or what have you.
I think, too, on Monday night, they were looking, again, Justin Herbert was not Superman. But yeah. He was doing whatever it took to win the football game on Monday night.
In fairness to Jalen,
yeah,
doesn't excuse the interceptions. There's a couple throws there. If his receiver makes the catches,
everything changes.
It looks different.
Yes,
100%. So that's being fair to Jalen. Like, he made some throws that were on money that should have been caught that was not caught. If those catches are made by AJ, the game looks different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The game looks different.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's just being fair to him on that sense.
215-592-9494. Now, sometimes in the bedroom, you need to call in for backup. Your backup is supplied by Blue Chew.
That's right.
Oh, okay, I was
going to
say.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're not calling in Tanner McKee.
Yeah, what goes on in your house?
Yeah, well, look.
All right, move on.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little help.
Yes, the help is Blue Chew.
Correct.
Not another person.
Yes.
Well, unless that's what you're into. But in this case, we're talking about the issue being your performance, and it's okay. We've all been there, you know, and she knows. And trust me, you're like, oh, I don't want to have to be a guy that does this, but she's going to be thrilled that you did.
She doesn't want to bring it up.
No, that's why you have to take care of it.
Well, she wants to bring it up, but she doesn't want to embarrass you, so take it upon yourself.
You missed the bring it up joke, though.
You totally did.
Yeah. All right. Blue Chew makes chewables. That's what they do. They help you.
Bring it up.
Yeah, there it is. you don't have to have any doctor's appointments. No. You do it all at BlueChew.com. No waiting for the appointment. No awkward conversation. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they ship you the chewables in a discreet
hard
package.
How about the first month free?
Hell yeah.
How about the first month free?
Hell yeah.
First month is free. Use code 94 at checkout. That is code 94 at checkout. You get your first month free. All you do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do it, y'all. 215-592-9494. Matt and Maniunk, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
I was all fired up, then I had to listen to that commercial. Good Lord.
Come on, get you more fired up.
Yeah. Yo, only in this city, in Philadelphia, can the number one radio station on the air have two of its three hosts actually believe that we should sit Hurts. Thank God for Ike Reese.
Yeah, many people say that.
It's true.
Again, I think there are situations where it might call for it. I don't think it is necessarily mandatory, but I don't think it's crazy to suggest there would be situations where it would be the right move.
I believe that Jack might actually believe that. I do not believe, Spike, that you actually think this.
I do. Well, here's the thing. Here is the scenario in which I believe it. If the organization does not believe Jalen is the future, then I think pulling him and putting McKee in and seeing what you have in McKee so you can make it a good decision this offseason, I think is the way to go. And I don't think it's crazy to think that the organization might be in that spot. Because here is the thing, Matt. Let's say, let me paint a scenario for you. Let's say the rest of the season is blah, right? Let's say they go 2-2, they win the division, they lose to Buffalo, they lose one of the Washington games, let's say. And they beat Washington once, and they beat the Raiders, and they look, you know, sort of like they've looked all season. And let's say they lose their opening playoff game, and we're all pissed off. Going into next season, with Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback, how quick do you think people are going to turn? How quick? The middle of the first quarter of the first game? If you have no information on Tanner McKee and you have no information on your future,
is he a sixth round pick? Tanner McKee was a sixth round pick.
Where was Tom Brady picked?
Nailed it.
Where was Brock Purdy picked?
Timeout.
Yeah.
Tom Brady had the same offensive coordinator most of his career.
Stop.
Stafford has the same play caller. So does Burrow. So does Mahomes. This is, what is it, the sixth new OC Hurts has to be.
And how different does the offense look? How different does the offense look with the sixth?
The offensive line is a disaster. Wow. We're no longer running the tush push. We're not running the tush push. You're telling me that if we had a good offensive line, we're suddenly stopped running the tush push?
We've
been using that play for 3 years.
So, Matt,
you think Tanner McKee is going to stand back there and suddenly get time and
Jalen Hurts has had plenty of time to throw the football this year. Let's call a spade here. Like, have they been good in running? Absolutely not. Has Jalen Hurts had plenty of time to throw the football? Absolutely, 100%. Plenty of time to throw the football.
Jalen Hurts, the Eagles' offense has been built on the fact that Hurts can use his legs.
Okay.
To run an RPO.
All right, Matt.
And to do
All right,
that,
Matt.
You have to be able to run the ball.
All right, Matt. Let me ask you something. When you've seen Jalen Hurts run this year, when you watch the game on Monday night, Jalen Hurts look interested in running to you? Jalen Hurts is running. Please. Jalen Hurts is running at an all-time low this year. Oh, why do you think that is?
You keep saying five turnovers. Two were on the same play. One was off A.J. Brown's freaking hands that I could have caught.
Okay, what about the turnover to end the game? What about the turnover to a freaking 280-pound linebacker in the middle of the field that I could have seen? Five. If you can get rid of two of them, and there's still three that are terrible.
This is why we have a bad name. Thank God for Spike.
I agree.
I think so, too. Please clip that, Jack.
Ooh, boy.
Ike Reese, an Iron Man.
Let me ask you something, Matt. Why don't you think Jalen's running the ball this year?
I don't know, and I will give you that one aspect.
Educated guess.
He said, okay, I remember when McNabb stopped running, and it literally took the number one element that he provided besides his cannon arm.
Yes.
That was why he was so good when he was younger.
Now we're getting there.
He doesn't want to get hurt. I understand he doesn't want to get hurt, but last week in the press conference, he said, if they're calling the play, I'm going to do it.
That's not what he said. That's what you heard, but that's not what he said. He spent
every once in a while,
Matt,
you make a good pass, the receiver has to catch the damn ball.
How many times has Devontae Smith saved his ass on an underthrown ball this year? Has Jahan Dotson saved his ass on an underthrown ball this year? Please, let's not act like this all doesn't even out with the bad passes, good passes. It all evens out. The numbers are the numbers. The results are the results. In three of the last five games, they've scored one touchdown. Four of the last five games, they scored one touchdown. He's the quarterback. They've scored one touchdown. You tell me that if four out of five games, the Buffalo Bills scored one touchdown, you wouldn't call me up and say, oh, Josh Allen. Would you?
Take a key to the future.
What's that?
Tanner McKee is not the damn future.
Okay.
AJ or Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
He sucked. He sucked. That's why we're talking about it, Matt.
He had two games with perfect passer ratings. Did you
one.
Watch the Vikings?
One.
Did he suck then?
One. Okay, all right. You
one
know what?
Point.
Here's the thing, Matt. We'll even it out. In one game, he had a perfect passer rating. In one, he had a 31 passer rating. So one is 158.7. One's 31. Where's the middle? We'll just call it the middle. Is it 90?
This is my point.
Yes.
He is not worth sitting or even considering.
Okay.
Sitting. Considering we have two freaking Super Bowls in my 45-year life.
There you go.
He is not the person we sit.
Okay.
Thank God for Ike Reese.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank God for Ike Reese.
Good battle there, too. Good battle. Listen.
Yeah. Look, I respect
Matt. Ran out of support and information, but he hung in there.
He actually, it looked like a light went off when he mentioned the McNabb thing.
Yeah.
He goes, look, Donovan wasn't close to the same player after he stopped running. And then he was like, oh no, did I just make Spike's point? The running thing is tough.
Yeah. Now listen, it's certainly a decision. It'll be, one of these days we'll find out why he's not running as much anymore.
Yes. We sure will. 215.
I don't know why.
215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. Elliot said earlier that there is a 93% chance that they will not bench Jalen Hurts at any point.
Did he really say 93?
He said 93% on the morning show.
He's the best.
He really is. He's unbeatable. He's unbeatable. Well, we try.
Not 90 or 99%, no. Yeah, just 93.
You and I try. We try to beat him. Can't do it. Elliot joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I talk to you about your home. I care about your home. Being a homeowner, kind of stressful. I'm going to make it a little less stressful for you. Talk to you about your water heater. Bradford White is what your water heater should be. I have Bradford White in my basement right there. What do I get? I get reliable hot water when I need it. That's what you want out of your water heater. It's professional grade. It's built to be the best. So look, when you're replacing something in your home, again, I know it's stressful. You want to know you're going to get something that's going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. It's Bradford White. So when it's time, if it's your home, it's your business, they have those new fancy tankless water heaters. Or if you just want the standard regular tank water heater, I have that as well. You're not going to have to worry about getting reliable hot water, and you're not going to have to worry about replacing it for a very long time. Going to last longer than any other water heater on the market. So when it's time to replace yours, I'm going to get rid of the stress. Remember two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to find a pro near you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.